The aria Wied Zittern und Wanken from J.S. Bach's Cantata No. 105. The oboist was Katharina Spreckelsen, the soprano Elizabeth Watts, and Harry Bickett directed the English concert. As I mentioned, you can hear Elizabeth Watts with the English concert directed this time by Lawrence Cummings in our live concerts tonight. Music by Alessandro Scarlatti, that's from Milton Court in the City of London, and it's live here on BBC Radio 3 this evening at 7:30. It's coming up to 2:06 now. In an hour's time, another chance to hear Choral Evensong, a broadcast from 1974 from Christ Church Cathedral in Oxford. Before that, this week's edition of the Early Music Show is introduced now by Lucy Skeeping.
Hello, today's music comes from 17th century Portugal and represents an exotic melting pot. Gentle, courtly dances combined with some of the wild rhythms and soulful songs from her Brazilian and African colonies. Reflective, erotic, funny and full of innocent devotion to God. No wonder the monks of the Santa Cruz Monastery wrote down and preserved these villancicos and romances and enjoyed them so much. And no wonder the church officials forbade them to be performed at nearby convents. We are the black people of Guinea with rattles at our feet. Sing out and dance because we are free. Sing out and celebrate the feast of the boy Emmanuel. Long live Our Lady and Joseph.
Saki toro sente preta, saki toro sente preta. Duro sente degine. Tambor fraute casa eta carca vena sua pe. Vamos o fazer os nossos homens. 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 O menino Vamos o fazer os nossos Vamos a fazer um pesão, menino malu.
Vamos a fazer os pesões.
Hey!
Sakituru Zenta Pleta, We Are the Black People, one of the highlights from the concert given by La Ventura London at this year's Brighton Early Music Festival. The group's founder director, Jacques Osmo, comes from Bosnia and has studied and performed all over the world. Combine that with the unique talents of his four Portuguese singers, and there's a really international flavour to today's concert. It was during his research that Jacques came across a manuscript from the archives of the Santa Cruz Monastery in Coimbra, the medieval capital of Portugal. One might have expected the usual volumes of liturgical works, but this pile of casually bound leaves of parchment revealed something much more remarkable. Songs, all of them anonymous, inspired by the folk songs of Africa and South America, which had travelled on to Portugal during the great maritime expeditions of the 17th century. The indigenous people of those continents suffered great cruelty at the hands of the colonial powers, of course, and yet the joyful optimism, the enthusiastic devotion to their own personal take on the Christian story provides some delightful imagery, as we're going to hear. Some songs are more reflective, like the one we're going to hear next, which uses the flight of the eagle into the brightest sun as a metaphor for death and resurrection. There is a divine eagle in heaven. He loves the sun and wants to take it to his nest. The dawn wants to still the rays, the dark rays to become stars. We must attain the new blessed land and its immense light.
Yeah.
Aventura London, directed from the Theorbo by Jacques Osmo, with a tarantella. And before that, Iuna Aquila Divina. Highlights from the concert they gave in St George's Church in Brighton last Saturday. This next set begins with another gentle song, Bida Dami Bida. And this time the text reflects not so much a religious love, but an earthly one. Love of my life, you have left me bereft, and I can only lament. She departs and leaves me crying, without life, without sun, so that my heart breaks. It's followed by a very upbeat dance, a cumbe, full of Latinesque syncopations and jazzy rhythms, over which the flute and violin enjoy a game of catch.
Si parte di leggia, lo rotta da
South American, the lively Cumbe, performed by La Ventura London. And before that, we had soprano Sandra Medeiros with a traditional lament of lost love, Bida Dami Bida. All the songs we're hearing today come from a single source, a collection of manuscripts housed in the monastery of Santa Cruz in Coimbra in Portugal. Many of the resident monks were highly educated men, some from aristocratic backgrounds. And with everyone receiving at least 5 years musical training, the community boasted a host of singers, instrumentalists, music teachers, composers and instrument makers. Consequently, the Augustinian Order of Santa Cruz became one of the major centres of Portuguese music during the 16th and 17th centuries, housing a large collection of material, sacred and secular vocal pieces, mainly anonymous villancicos and romances, reflect the cultural interchange between Portugal and her colonies. And this sharing of cultures is found in the texts as well, which are in Portuguese, Spanish and Creole, in imitation of the ever-increasing number of black slaves that arrived from Brazil during this period. The Christian message was a powerful one for these unfortunate men and women taken from their homes, and became a great source of comfort. Here's the group's director, Jacques Osmo, introducing the next song from the platform about the Nativity.
It is a piece about the birth of baby Jesus in a rundown stable with so much joy, many people gather together to see the newborn. So the people come from various parts of Europe and other parts of the world. So we have a Spanish person, we have a Portuguese person, we have an Italian person, and we have various dancers. Spanish person will be Bruno. He comes being very important, and he shouts at everybody and tells them to be quiet because the little baby needs to sleep. Then comes Manuel. He stomps his feet. It's emphasized that he has big boots, so he's a very important personage. He proclaims that Jesus is Portuguese. And then the Italian person comes, which is Anna. An elegant Italian has arrived with great devotion. Kneeling down, he proceeds to tell their praises of the little Emmanuel and proclaims that to the God of my heart, I want to present the beautiful macaroni. So even back then in Italy, pasta was delicious. And then everybody joins in a wonderful party. So here is the piece.
Di la spartis mos rimodo
Rundown stable with so much joy, many people from different nations, from remote places, gathered to see the newborn. Take us there, because the baby boy who cries is from Portugal. En un portal derribado, a traditional song inspired by the African slaves brought to Portugal in the 17th century. And I hope Baby Jesus enjoyed his first helping of macaroni. That was one of the highlights from the concert given by La Ventura London as part of this year's Brighton Early Music Festival. The extrovert vocal style of the group's four Portuguese singers is very much part of the process of breathing life back into these songs. They're all about spirit and mood, and many really burst with joy. During the afternoon's rehearsal, I sat down with the group's director, Jacques Osmo. Should we think of this as church music or simply music for informal entertainment?
It is very difficult to separate what we consider now as serious art music from the time from the more popular styles. Really, it was many composers, many players were doing both, and one aspect would influence the other. So we really try to bring that out in our performances.
Looking down some of the texts, they're not necessarily the sort of thing you would associate with a monastic life. They're very kind of joyful, very earthy, very folksy. Tell us something about the history of the songs.
Well, first, it's important to emphasize that it was Augustinian order, and Saint Augustine was a Greek philosopher, theologian, and brought in a lot of the humanist philosophy into his view about God and general theology. So in terms of the texts are not mainstream sacred texts. There's a lot of joy, there's a lot of humor embedded into them. And they very much reflect the life of the monks in the particular monastery, their everyday existence, their ups and downs and seriousness and aspect of their life that was not so serious, let's say laughter.
And yet the source of the songs is in fact two separate continents and connected to the slave trade. Tell us about that.
Indeed. Well, first it's important to emphasize that Portugal and what we know as Brazil today really functioned as one place at the time. So there was a lot of movement, people traveling from Portugal to Brazil, from Brazil to Portugal. On the other hand, the connections between Brazil and Angola were very strong. So there was a constant movement from Angola to Brazil, and then by default from Angola to Portugal. So all of the European art tradition was being mixed with the tradition of the indigenous population, both Brazil and Africa, to produce a wonderful mix that is quite unique. But it's also very interesting. One of the reasons why I became very interested in exploration of Portuguese musical heritage is that a lot of performances that we hear out there of Latin American and Iberian music focus on culture that developed in Spanish-speaking lands, while the Portuguese tradition is often neglected. And there is so much that this particular area still has to offer in terms of exploration of the music from 17th and 18th century.
There's so many wonderful textures and contrasts between voices and instruments, different styles going on in your ensemble during the concert this evening. Are they your additions, or how much of the arrangements we're hearing are from the time?
Well, most of the arrangements were created by us, by me and by La Ventura London as a group, but it is very much in the spirit of the practice that existed at the monastery at the time, where they would basically take forces that they had around and they would perform these works on a daily basis. And I would guess that every single time they sounded a little bit different.
Jacques Osmo, director of La Ventura London. And next up, a set of three pieces. De la Bataille d'Amour uses imagery from the classical world of the battles of love. Achilles is triumphant. Four unaccompanied voices give it a rather hymn-like feel. And to end the set, a lively dance, Cubanco, which gives Natasha Kramer, who up to now has provided a sober continuo on her cello, the chance to work up a bit of a Latin La Bamba-type groove on the beatbox. First, though, a rather complex philosophical text sung by soprano and alto, which describes the arrow of love said to have pierced the spiritual heart of St. Augustine. No one should rest on their laurels, he pronounced. Only ceaseless striving for the divine will save our souls.
Oh,
three pieces from 17th century Portugal. A rhythmic cubanco dance ended the set, and before that, De la Batalhouche de Amor and Deside Me Qual de Luz Dois from the collection inspired by the songs of Portugal's African and Brazilian slaves, preserved in the monastery of Santa Cruz in Coimbra. The performers were La Ventura London, directed by Jacques Osmo, with the Portuguese singers Sandra Medeiros, Ana Ferru, Bruno Almeida and Manuel Rebelo, part of their concert given last week in Brighton. And that brings us to the final set in this programme. It begins with a guitar solo, Fantasia, played by Jacques Osmo. That's followed by a pavane, played by the full group, so stately and graceful that it's hard not to imagine the gentle footsteps of the courtly dancers as they must have moved about the floor. And to end the concert, and indeed today's early music show, a wonderfully upbeat invitation to a party. Hello, Cousin Bashao. Arise your little black head. We're going to have a party. It then calls on various people by name and invites St. Thomas to join them. I kiss your hand. I kiss your feet. This is our God. Christianity, flirting, dancing and laughing all become one. Olá, Primo Bochão, a joyful nativity song from 17th century Portugal, one of the collection preserved in the archives in the Monastery of Santa Cruz at Coimbra. And before that, a guitar fantasia and a pavan, all of them anonymous. And that brings us to the end of this programme of highlights from the concert given by La Ventura London last week in St George's Church, Kemp Town, part of this year's Brighton Early Music Festival. Next week's Early Music Show is the first of our two tributes to the Dutch recorder player, conductor and pioneer Frans Bruggen, who died in August. Do join us.
The Early Music Show was introduced by Lucy Skeeping and she's back at 2 o'clock next Sunday afternoon. Well, next today, choral evensong and an archive broadcast from Christchurch, Oxford from 1974. That's in a minute or two. And then at 4 o'clock, Sarah Moore-Peach will be here with this week's edition of The Choir. And in fact, she's here to tell us about the programme now. Sarah.
We've got lots on the programme today, John. First of all, I'll be playing the Children in Need single. You cannot have escaped noticing Gareth Malone corralling a group of very brave celebrities to tune their voices together. So we'll be playing that on the programme. I'm also going to be paying tribute to David Trendle, the wonderful director of the Choir of King's College in London, who very sadly died last week. And, of course, today is Remembrance Sunday. So we'll have Jules Scott in the studio talking about his Robert Graves Remembrance Oratorio project, The Cool Web. And my choral classic at 5 o'clock is Figure Humaine by Poulenc. And there's also music by Elgar on the programme for Remembrance Sunday.
Sarah, thank you very much. That's The Choir with Sarah Moore-Peach in an hour from now at 4 o'clock. And then the Remembrance Day theme continues in Words and Music at 5:30, in the Sunday feature at 6:45, when Frank Cottrell Boyce examines what effect the First World War had on religious belief. That's at 6:45. And then later tonight, another chance to hear Ian Burnside's play about the poet and composer Ivor Gurney. A Soldier and a Maker is our drama on 3 at 10 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 3 coming up to 3 minutes past 3 this Sunday afternoon, and time for us to continue our occasional series of archive recordings from 80 years of choral evensong broadcasts. The service from Christ Church Cathedral, Oxford, is from the 6th of November 1974.